welcome to the Trim Radio Network, and of course I am Michael Bejas, and this is Money and Change with Stu Scheer, right here on the Trim Radio Network, where you can come on over, you can buy merchandise, you can text us, you can come, and if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. And the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. Anyway, that includes all medical and health professional information also. We always want you to do your own research. We have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. No cussing, no swearing, none of that stuff. We can't tolerate it. We don't want to pay the fines for it, and the FCC doesn't like it. And keep in mind, today is a very special day. It's not only Greek Easter, but it is Stu's birthday. That's right, folks. I want you to know it is Stu's birthday. So don't forget to wish him a happy birthday because, well, he's 29 years old. So, you know, at least that's what he says. You know, I've known him for a long time. I kind of believe him. Anyway, without further ado, Stu, here you go.
Does that mean I'm barely legal?
Or you're legal barely.
Oh, no, I'm fully clothed. Hey, guys. Welcome to Money and Change. And we got a lot of stuff to go over. But before we do, big shout out here to Trim Radio Network for covering the show, carrying the show. And we've got so many different programs on Trim Radio. You just have to check it out. Fishing in Florida with good old Rascala. He's on and does a great show from down in Florida. Of course, I've got Money and Change coming out of Western Ohio here. We've got the Bare Knuckles, the Angel Strong Show. We've got Weekly Music Countdown, Take Point 22. With none other than Michael Bejas. And we've got My World on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We've got the Brighter Life Show. We've got Spiritual Freedom Show. And we've got Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. None of my pills are red. They're all different colors and little things that you have to take once a day. Well, anyhow, a big shout out to all of our shows. And hey, you want to catch us and be a part of us and have your own show? That is fantastic. But if you just want to listen or watch on Facebook, that's fine and dandy. All you have to do is buy some merchandise because that helps keep us on the air. And you can get all kinds of stuff for merchandise for the radio show. I have a nice mug. Some people have all kinds of different things. Trust me, it's out there. Insulated mugs. You name it, it's there. Check us out on trimradio.com. Well, you know, Michael does his thing with his disclaimer. I have to do mine. So the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice, and you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. Do your due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now that we got the disclaimer out of the way, we have to do a bunch of other stuff too. Oh, the shout outs. You know, we gave a plug to the Trim Radio Network, and I do that every show because I like to do it. Michael and I do a really good job. And we just have fun, and that's all part of it. Big shout out to, of course, Trim Radio Network, also the University of Findlay. They're getting ready to graduate everybody. That's a senior. And you can check them out on www.findlay.edu. They're one of the top schools in the Midwest. NCAA Division II school. And great faculty, great facilities, great programs. And if you want to get a master's or a doctorate or a bachelor's degree, or just get additional training, it can be done at the University of Findlay. So you want to check them out. Big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll tell you what, Phil over there does a fantastic job. He had a couple more pens that he posted this week. And he also came up with one, well, I can mention it. I got to be careful how I say it, the duty. Yes, the little brown duty thing that's out there. He made a pen with that, and it's kind of funny, and he did a really good job, and he did some other pens that were really great. So if you need a presentation pen for your business, a college, a university, a school system, whatever, even if you want to give one to your best friend, you can do that. Just contact Phil over at Rusty Duck Custom Pen and Blanks. That's RUSTYDUK apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. And the blanks are the center section of the pens. And he does that, and he ships those out to other people that want to make their own pens. But he originates the center section. And boy, does he do an excellent job. I mean, both Michael and I have pens from Phil. He does a fantastic job. I mean, a fantastic job. And right out of the box, when it comes to your house or your business and you open up, you're going to go, holy cow, this is something else. If you like Second Amendment pens, he's got two of them that are fantastic. And you'll like them. Trust me, you will. So check Phil out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Also, you know, we do Money and Change tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time. And we also come back on Wednesdays. We do My World, Life, Laugh, Whatever, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And what we don't get to discuss tonight, we might discuss Wednesday. Or I might do something totally different. After all, it's my world, isn't it? Well, anyhow, we've got that going on. Big shout out to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead. Hey, check them out on YouTube. Great people. I've known them for years. Their freeze-dried food is now, they're having a big sale this spring. So check them out on their website at the Big Family Homestead. And yeah, take a look at the stuff. It's pretty good stuff. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Oh boy, if it isn't planting down there, it's putting up with the heat and then the cold and everything else. They've had different weather down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And they're about 100 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. Great people. I mean, super great people. You learn a lot. And he does Porch Time on Sundays, and it actually airs, I believe, on Tuesday or Wednesday on YouTube. And they're constantly doing videos every day. I mean, it's they take them, and they do them, they edit them, and then put them out, and they might come up on YouTube maybe 2 days later, the way it's running. Great people. Fantastic. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Check him out. Dave's been talking about the economy and everything else going on and the need for everybody to prep. Of course, I push it on this show too, but not like he does. He also has a lot of people calling in. And he has a thing called Boots on the Ground. And that's where people call him and say, hey, did you know that we have this going on in South Dakota or Wyoming or wherever? They send him emails. I mean, the guy is busy, but he's even busier doing boots on the ground and a lot of good information. And I've known David for, oh, geez, probably 15 years. Great guy. Great guy. Check him out. Southern Prepper 1. Prepper Nurse 1, Ed Carswell, is still digging his root cellar, whatever, bunker, whatever hole in the ground that he's digging, and it's tough digging down in the hills of West Virginia. It's not like we can take a backhoe here and take a couple of scoops and drop in a prefab concrete housing. He can't do that there. The soil, it takes a jackhammer to go through that stuff. And you can't use a backhoe there. But anyhow, he's interesting, and he's setting up a new facility in West Virginia. Also, Nate with Canadian Prepper, he is also on Facebook, and I see him from time to time. I've never met him. I watch some of the things. He goes into more doom and gloom, and I'm not really into doom and gloom. I'm kind of in reality. But what's been going on? You know, since last week we were off for Holy Week, and then we come back, and so much going on. There was a report that came out by Mish Talk, and it was written by Mike Shedlock, and I've talked about Mike several times. And it's Mish Talk, MISHTALK.com. And he said a pair of CNBC surveys show increasing financial stress in the U.S. The Fed predicts more of it, and I am sure the Fed is correct. Gee, we've got inflation. And it keeps getting worse. The interest rates keep going up. And the Fed keeps printing money like it's going out of style, which basically debases the value of the currency when you take a look at it. Well, in these CNBC surveys, now I don't know if I would call it dead on accurate. It could be. When it comes to CNBC, MSNBC, and a few others, I kind of doubt some of the things that they have. But the survey kind of brought some things out. 70% of Americans are feeling financially stressed, according to a new CNBC survey. Well, they've been feeling stressed for the last 2 years. All you have to do is just take a look at the news. Independent news is the best place to go, but people are feeling financially stressed. Why? Because food prices are going up. Cost of clothing is going up. Availability of some things are going up. It's starting to get tough out there. You know, I read an article where 15 million Americans are going to be taken off Medicaid. They're just going to take them off. And I've got a friend that has not slept in about a week. And all nervous about what's going on. She's tried to contact Medicaid, Medicare, everybody. I've sent texts to our congressmen and senators explaining things, because she doesn't do that. She doesn't do texting. And they're just going to say, okay, 15 million people that have Medicaid are not going to be on it. We're going to cut it. We're going to have a review, but a lot of people are going to get dropped from it. Well, what about the people that need it? Well, I'm reading about that this week. I'm thinking, oh, brother, this is really going to be bad news. Some people aren't going to be able to afford their medications. They're not going to be able to go to the doctors where they went, where it was a necessity that they see an eye specialist. Now the eye specialist won't take them because they don't take Medicaid. Think about it. Check your insurance program that you have. If you have Medicaid, you'll be getting a call and you'll have to sit down with them and go over things. It's kind of like a review with some type of an attorney. And then eventually you'll be contacted by, I believe, Molina is one, and there are maybe a couple others that they have to review everything. And what they're trying to do is basically thin the herd, in my opinion. What do I mean by thinning the herd? Instead of having 15 million people on Medicaid, maybe there's only a few, maybe 5 million that really need it, and everybody else is going to get dropped if they don't respond to the survey. And then people are going to say, well, I didn't read that part. Next thing you know, they're going to be moaning, groaning, screaming, and they lost their coverage. Why? Because they didn't respond by a certain time. And then they say you have an interview and you're supposed to be interviewed at, let's just say hypothetically, 2 o'clock, and you have a 5-minute leeway. And if you miss that time, you lose it. I don't know what's coming about, but I kind of think that there are going to be a lot of politicians in hot water over this. Just saying, if you know what I mean. But we've got 70% of Americans are feeling financially stressed, according to CNBC. And they're saying that most Americans are using tax refunds to boost savings or pay off debt. Have you done your taxes yet? You know, they have to be done and mailed as of the 18th of April. I'll tell you what. Luckily, I just got mine mailed in. I had to use an accountant. Well, I've used an accountant for the last umpteen years, but I had to switch accountants because of certain things that have happened the last couple of years. And so I had to have a different accountant. And they're great. They give you a big folder of everything, and I had to go through everything and sign things. I have to do estimated taxes. I don't know what I'm going to be making the rest of the year. Hopefully I get money back at the end of the year. But boy, they soaked me this year. But I got my taxes in so that everything's taken care of. And if you're in Ohio, you have, if you're working, you have your local taxes. You have your school taxes. Depending on the school district you're in, there are certain percentages. Then you have your state tax. And then you have your federal tax. So you write all these checks for those, and then you turn around and you do estimated taxes for the schools, for the state tax, and the federal. What ticks me off, and it really, really gets me upset, is that they take that money and they put it in the bank and they get interest on it. And then at the end of the year, do you get the interest that you've earned off of that? No, it doesn't happen. You only get back what you've paid in and what's left over on your estimate. I would like to just pay it once and then pay them what I really owe them at the end of the year. I hate doing estimates. Absolutely detest it. But if you don't do it, you get yourself in trouble. And then they come and they say, well, we need to take you for a little trip and we want to ask you a whole bunch of questions. Well, anyhow, tax time is over for me. I have to wait until next quarter to pay the quarterly estimates. Anyhow, but people are putting money in their savings and they're paying off debt, which is a good move. I've said for years and years and years, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Be able to purify and store water. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure you have a good first aid kit or several. Make sure you have tons of batteries or flashlights. Make sure that, they could be rechargeable or they could just be the lithium batteries. Or the double A's or triple A's, whatever you need. Make sure you have that. Make sure that you have the appropriate clothing for the season. Make sure that your heater works, your air conditioner works. Make sure you've got all your LED lighting put in instead of the old incandescent jobs. Make sure that you prep for what's going to come down the pike. We've got so much stuff to go through. You're going to see what's coming down the pike, and it's not pretty. Imagine a big industrial fan, and you're standing in front of it, and somebody walks by with a bucket of hooey, and it's coming right at you when it hits the fan, if you know what I mean. It's scary. Other statistics were that 58% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. The best thing to do there is to make sure that you do not spend beyond your means. So if you're prepping, take an extra $5 a week, find a way to save it, but take that extra five and then go buy extra food. Go buy extra medicine, whatever you need in that category. A friend of mine has cats. And they're really nice cats, but she goes out every so many months and she buys a couple of extra bags of cat food because they have to have a certain type. And they stock up on the cat food. Things are going to get tough. And when you don't have food for your pets, then what are you going to give them? Table scraps? And that's going to probably do them in because they're not used to it. So you have to prep for everything. So take that extra $5 and buy some food. And you can get food. I don't care if you go to Aldi's, which right now I have a new remodeled Aldi's that is just fantastic. And so I go there and I get things, or I'll go to Wally World, better known as Walmart, or I'll go to Sam's Club, or else, even the dollar store has food that you can get. It's reasonable stuff. I mean, Chef Boyardee, yeah, I could probably take that once a week. But if I had to, I could do more than that. But 58% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And they're worried that money that they've saved won't last, and they're worried that they're going to have to lean more on their credit cards. My God, people, watch the credit card stuff. I had friends of mine that I went to school with them. He was fairly smart, but he had seven credit cards. And he had them all maxed out and they were barely scraping by. And I said, why do you have seven? Well, because we needed it. But now you're paying interest on interest on interest on interest, and it's not doing you any good. And I talked to he and his wife, and she said, well, I've been telling him to do this, and he's not doing it, and so forth. And I said, and you guys are getting deeper in hock. You have to get out of it. So how do you get out of deep debt? Consolidate your cards and pay things off. That's what one financial advisor said. I said, cut up the credit cards. Just cut them up. Don't use them. Pay them off. Don't use them. If you absolutely need to have one credit card, have one credit card. Only to be used in emergencies and nothing else. But can you imagine that? Everybody putting things on their credit card that it's easy to slip in there and pay. It's no problem. Just slip in the card, hit the button when it beeps, and everything's taken care of. I only do that for my medications because some can be expensive. But then I take the bill, turn it in, I get reimbursed. I have a very good medical plan. So we have people that are living paycheck to paycheck. Things are tight. And if anything else is going on in this world, it starts getting worse. Of course, if you haven't heard, Anheuser-Busch had a commercial about Bud Light, had a precarious person on the can. And because they wanted to be in quotes woke, I think they dropped something like $6 billion in a week in sales. Now, I don't know about you, but if I lost $6 billion in a week in sales, I would be very worried. If I lost any money in sales, I would be worried. What's worrying to me right now is that I've got friends, one of them has a very good business, and his carpet cleaning business has been around for a long time. But he's having businesses and people not paying. So now he's got to get out a demand letter. He's got to get a collection agency on the ball. And if you're running a business, normally you give them a 30-day net or a 15-day net. And now my little recommendation was cash on demand. They show up and call you and they say, hey, I need this done, this done, this done. Okay, fine. It'll be X amount of dollars and it'll be cash. No credit. It's either that or you give him 15 days credit. But now he's going to have to pay a collection agency to go after people, which isn't right. People need to pay up on their debts. That's why I use a lot of cash. I hate to use credit card. I use it only for certain things, and that's it. And then I pay it off. As soon as I get the bill, I pay it off. If I could pay it off sooner, I would. Trust me. Well, anyhow, Budweiser lost $6 billion in sales. Yep. And there you can see the chart and everything else if you're watching. And they wanted to do a wokeism type thing and they lost. They lost their keisters. There were reports of beverage stores and supermarkets telling Budweiser to get their stuff out of the store. They were no longer going to sell it. They refused to have it in the business. And they had several lines that they have besides Budweiser, Bud Light, and whatever. And they just said, no, we're done. Their marketing department did a very stupid thing, and it cost them billions. It will probably cost them billions. It's like one time somebody asked me, they said, well, what happens if you have a health inspection and people start getting food poisoning, and the inspector comes in and closes you down and so forth. And then you reopen, what happens? Chances are you're not going to have a lot of business back for the next 6 months, maybe a year. There was one in a neighboring town that had that problem years ago. They never did recover from it. And they had several stores. And the store at this one location, they cleaned everything up and operated according to Hoyle. But guess what? Because seven people got ill, the word got around not to go back to that place. And no matter what they did, the business failed because they didn't pay attention to what they were supposed to do. That's in food service industry. No matter what marketing you had, they couldn't pull it out. Well, here Bud Light has a fiasco. And Jeffrey Tucker from the Brownstone Institute was saying, well, what were they thinking? How did someone believe that making trans woman Mulvaney the icon of a Bud Light ad campaign, complete with a beer can with his image on it, would be good for sales? With an ad featuring this person vamping around in the most preposterously possible way. And when this was written, he said a parent company of Anheuser-Busch's stock lost $5 billion. It turned out later to be 6, or 4% of value since the ad campaign came out. And now they're trying to say, oh, well, it was a mistake and we're trying to clean it up. Budweiser is in deep trouble. If they can pull it out and regain the business, that's fantastic. I have no problems with it. But guess what? I don't think that they will. They're going to have to do a lot of work to get their business back because people aren't drinking Bud Light and Budweiser and so forth. There was an article that came out from Robert Burrows from bondvigilantes.com. And man, that's a crazy name. The US dollar, the king is dead, long live the king. And he's saying, is the dollar losing its status as the king of currencies? It says dollar hegemony refers to the dominance of the US dollar as the world primary reserve currency, which has been in place since the end of World War II. Well, the dollar is not gold and silver backed. It's paper. It's fiat currency. They got off the gold standard, went on to the fiat paper currency, and from there, things have gone downhill. Now other countries are saying the US dollar is not worth anything. And so Russia, China, India, Brazil, I believe Saudi Arabia now, and a few other countries. I think Nigeria is one of, no, Kenya is one of them. And they're saying, get off the US dollar. Why? Because our government decided to print more money. They didn't have the gold to back it. So when you print more money and you don't have enough gold, the value of the gold goes up and the value of the fake currency goes down. And one of the reports I looked at today was, I think it dropped about 14%. Well, what was the dollar worth originally? Well, way back when they had a dollar, it was worth a dollar, but then over the years it decreased and decreased and decreased, and now it's probably worth about, my estimation, 3 cents. Why? Because number one, we have a Federal Reserve banking system, which is not the Treasury, and We overprinted our money. We don't have enough gold. Nobody's audited the gold in Fort Knox since back in the 50s. And we're in a world of hurt. So now the BRICS countries are coming out with their currency. Scares me. So if you're not prepping, you should be prepping. If you haven't been prepping, get on the ball. A little bit each week works. There's a gentleman by the name of Cliff High. You can catch him on BitChute, BitChute.com. The guy knows his facts and figures. He's an actuary, insurance. He does programming and everything else. The guy is smart. Out of everything that I've listened to in the last 3 years, has he been wrong? He's about 95% accurate the way I'm looking at it. He might be more than that. He knows what's coming down. And he said, look, we're going to have monetary problems and other problems May through September. That's scary. Dick Morse came out, and it's on our Money and Change Financially Prepped website. But Dick Morse came out and he said a nationalized banking system may be coming to the U.S. That's kind of scary. And he tells about it. It was on Newsmax. But you want to check it out. And then Greg Hunters, USAWatchdog.com. He said brace for impact as far as the finances go. Then there's another guy that I kind of follow him, but he's been accurate. And he talked about Project Icebreaker with the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. Are they going to have a crash in the financial system and then bring in the digital currency? And then I'm looking at an article that was in Zero Hedge. And I'm going to tell you something. The big banks, I don't think that they've ever behaved themselves at all. They had a chart on uninsured deposits. Top U.S. banks, uninsured deposits, SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. They were uninsured by, 3.8%? No. 93.8%, small print, crazy glasses. Bank of Mellon, BNY, is at 92.0%. And I'm following all these banks, and I'm looking down to see where my bank is. And I'm going on down and down and down and down. I see U.S. Bank at 51.4%. And Bank of the West, wherever that is. And KeyBank is at 50%. I keep going on down and I see different banks. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Huntington Bank at 45.6%. And I'm thinking, looking at this chart and everything there, I'm thinking, whatever happened to the Glass-Steagall Act where they couldn't gamble with your money? That's part of the reason why they're this way. The big banks, the too big to fail banks, are going to be in trouble again. The feds are going to have to bail them out again. They're going to have to do a bank bail-in, which means take our money to pay the bank's debt, which is wrong. I've watched my stock, and I don't have much. Matter of fact, it's very little, but I looked at it, and it started going up and down, up and down, up and down. And then this last week, it took a nosedive, straight down. Scared the heck out of me. So what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to diversify money out of that bank and move it to other banks. That way I have a credit union. I have a farm bank. I have a small bank, which is a nice one, very good people. And then I have the bigger bank, which is a Midwestern type bank. And I'll tell you what, they're not paying any interest except for the smaller banks and the credit unions. So I saw this chart and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to move money. And you have to be careful about moving money because if you move too much, then the feds are going to say, oh, we need to look at you because you just moved $11,000. The trick is to keep it under 9,000 to be safe. But I'm going to start moving money to other banks. It's all legit. I've never done anything screwy. I've always followed the rules and regulations. But I'm going to have to move money in different banks and get out of the big one and reduce my exposure in that bank. Now, if they come back, I'll move money back into them. But right now, it looks like I'm going to have to do some hustling here between now and the end of the month. But the dollar is not going to be king anymore. The government likes to spend money like it's going out of style. And I think there's one international man, Doug Casey. I was going to talk about that. What if the dollar falls? I might do that on Wednesday. Stick around. We just might do that. But here's one thing that scared me, and that happened today. And the Monetary Fund has a new global currency known as the Universal Monetary Unit, the UMU, to transform the world economy. This was written by Michael Snyder from the Economic Collapse blog. And it says a new global currency just launched, but 99% of the global population has no idea what just happened. And he said the Universal Monetary Unit, also known as a unicoin, strange name, is an international central bank digital currency that has been designed to work in conjunction with all existing national currencies. And this should set off alarm bells for all of us because the widespread adoption of a new global currency would be a giant step forward for the globalist agenda, according to Mike Snyder. And he said the IMF did not create this new currency, but it was unveiled at a major IMF gathering earlier in the week. We'll be talking some more about this because what it is, it's all about control. They want to control what you do, where you spend, what type of food you eat could be added in, what type of clothes you wear, a lot of different things. It's all about control. And I've said this probably 5 years. So if you like social credits like they have in China and everything else, then fine, do that. But don't do it. Excuse me. Hello. I've got a show I'm doing. Yeah, you did. Okay. Somebody forgot I'm doing a show. And they just called me up. They said, do you want to go get some ice cream? At 40 some degrees out? No, it's 52. Maybe I'll get some ice cream. I don't know. I can't avoid all these phone calls. It must be my birthday. Everybody keeps calling. I mean, so far on Facebook, I don't know how many people have sent me birthday wishes. Last count was like 86, I believe. That's amazing. I really appreciate it, but hey, I'm getting older. You know, I am 75 years old. Yeah, it's my birthday. It's another day. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I'm glad that I'm here this long. I could have been gone a long time ago. But, you know, we take a look at what's going on in the financial world and coming out with digital coins, and the price of gold is going up, the price of silver is going up. Matter of fact, I looked at the price of silver was $22 and some odd cents. Turned around the next time, it was like 25. And then to get an ounce of silver, you had to pay $45. It's like a $20 additional charge to get 1 ounce of silver. I didn't do it. I couldn't afford it. There's no way I'm going to pay 45 bucks for a round of silver. Would you? I could turn that into food. And that comes in handy.
Some fresh Walkers, okay?
So, you know, a lot of things that are happening that's coming down the pike. And if you're not prepared, if you haven't paid down your debt, put some money aside, got some long-term food, be able to preserve and store water. Do you have batteries for flashlights? You know, the people in St. Louis and East St. Louis, Missouri, and Illinois, just across the river, they had tornadoes that went through last night. And I was watching live on YouTube with Reed Timmer tracking these storms. And there were at least four tornadoes. And he got in the middle of one. And I guess it was a very, very, very small one, but it had some debris in it and it hit him in his eye. Now, hopefully, he's okay. But that's what's going on over there. And it's a problem. So I watched that last night, the heavy rain and everything, and I got on the Weather Underground website, and I was checking for around here where that storm was in relation to here. And I said to myself, okay, knowing some things about weather and climate that I do, because I had classes in it
Hold
when
on,
I
I'll
was in
talk to you,
college,
sir. You will not yell while I'm doing that radio show. Hey,
what was
hey,
coming out of Kansas went up and into St. Louis, caused some problems in St. Louis,
Is
went
everything the
across the
same?
Mississippi River into
Well, I
East
don't
St.
know what
Louis,
you're
caused some
talking about.
problems there, and then it was moving over towards through Illinois, and then it was going to go into Indiana, and I'm trying to judge the time that it's going to take for this storm front to go. Well, I was prepared. I had my GMRS radio with
I
the
didn't hear
emergency
anything. Thank you.
frequencies in
I
it.
wanted to hide his
I've got a
eyes
police
out of my
scanner.
pocket.
I had that ready. I had my cell phone charged. I had batteries.
He hit him.
I've got my Generverse big battery
I know,
packs to
but I don't want to
power
tolerate that.
a
He is not going
breather,
to do that in this house. He is
freezer,
not going to hit
whatever.
them or
I
kick
was
them
ready
or
for
anything
it.
else.
But
He will
nothing
get his
happened
ass
last
ripped
night. And then
up if I
today,
catch him hitting his
we
parents.
just got some wind. And at times it was about 30 miles an hour. And now it's
Ain't going to
quiet.
tolerate that.
Now, tomorrow we may have rain. But are you prepared for this stuff? I've been through a couple of tornadoes, and luckily the tornadoes were a mile away. The closest one was 300 feet. And I'll tell you what, the hair kind of stands up on the back of your neck at that point. But you have to be prepared. And you got to be prepared for financial crisis, because it's going to happen. Now, Wednesday, I think with my world, we're going to talk a little bit about the weather. We're going to talk about the CBDCs, the coins, and just general stuff that's going on. And one thing I might touch on, there was some stuff on Twitter about kids going crazy up in Chicago on Michigan Avenue, stomping on cars and doing all kinds of problems. And the new mayor up there wants to do away or reduce the police force. I mean, we're looking at a couple hundred kids causing damage. I mean, how would you like it if you're going down the street and somebody jumps on your car and starts stomping in the hood and breaking out your glass? What would you do? That's scary. Ever since this COVID things happened, everything's been going nuts. We're going to talk about that Wednesday.
So you can get
we
away
really
with
have
thing?
To.
But with me, I'm
other than that, I got to give a big shout out to my buddy Greg Stein. He and I were born on the same day. Yeah. Only somehow his family celebrated his
damn
birthday
right.
a couple days ago. I can't believe that. They jumped the gun. Well, hey, my relatives did that to me yesterday. We went to Olive Garden. It's a good place. But birthdays, after you get 70 years old, it just becomes another day. But a big shout out to Greg, and I'll probably see him at our next class reunion. But hopefully, guys, you know, we got a couple of minutes, but hopefully you guys start prepping and get things together. You want to check us out on Facebook. I'm serious. Money and Change / Financially Prepped. It's free to join. There's a lot of material in there. And I didn't even get through half of the stuff. I always do shout outs, and that takes up a lot of time. But I'm going to tell you something. I have to. Oh, Phil's new pens. They're also at Money and Change / Financially Prepped on our Facebook page. You got to check those out. He does an excellent job with everything. On Jim Rickards had an article I was going to post, Why the Panic is Just Beginning. It's going to happen, guys. If you're not ready, I'd hate to be in your shoes because the government's not going to save you. Social services, they're not going to save you. The churches can only save you so long. It's in a world of hurt. Well, guys, it's about time we call it quits for tonight.
Yeah,
on
we
Money
got a,
and
we got a minute or two there, Stu. We're good.
We do?
Yeah, and you're right. I hope everyone is listening real clear. This stuff is not going to go away. And the more they play with this AI thing, the more you could count on things happening that are bad. The government has definitely...
I wouldn't have had to spend all that time writing my research paper for Lodge because AI could have done it. And I, what is it, Chat GBT or something, whatever they call it, could have done it for me. But no, I had to do all the research, which I don't mind doing because I research all the time. But there's so much out there in this AI stuff. I don't know whether to trust it or not.
Here's an answer for you. No. Understand something. This thing can get, if it gets too far gone and out of hand, it can control everyone's finances. It can control, think about it, everything. It can control everything for consumers getting everything or buying or selling, control the money, can control environments because you won't be able to get things. They won't be able to farm if they can't afford it, if this thing shuts everything off. And everyone's worried about humanity, this thing destroying humanity. No, this thing will get rid of all life. Understand something. Anything that feeds off of the earth, it will consider a danger, except itself, because it feeds off of nothing, it believes. And this thing is flawed. So I'm just telling you, it's not just a danger to humanity, but all life, all living things, because it thinks it's
and
better.
If you think, and if you think Budweiser just had an enema, guess what? And this AI takes over, if it takes over, it's going to get worse than that.
It's not a matter if, it's when. I'm telling you.
Well,
when.
We can delay some of the when, I think. But it's going to be maybe a year off. But anyhow, guys, do your due diligence, start prepping like crazy, pay down your bills, get some money aside, long-term foods, and I do mean long-term foods, and hopefully we can get through all of this stuff. So, Michael, that's all I've got for this week, and we'll see you next Sunday at 7 o'clock, and Wednesday night, we'll see you in my world, and we're going to be talking some more about this stuff, plus some of the violence that's been going on that shouldn't be. And with that, guys, that's all I've got, so have a good week.
Yep,
see you Sunday.
Yep, don't forget Stu's birthday, so don't forget to wish him a happy birthday on Facebook and everything else, because those are important days. And I'll tell you what, tune in to Take Point 22 on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk about AI, and we're going to get in depth with it, and we are going to talk about the craziness that is going on. Where are we making mistakes? Because we're making a lot of them in this country, and we need to get it straightened out. But we're going to talk a lot about that. And so tune in. Make sure you don't miss it. We'd be honored to have you. And you know what? Folks, all I can tell you is do your prepping. Do your due diligence, as Stu says, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And I tell you what, it's better to be prepared than not prepared. Things could get really, really ugly and real fast overnight. This thing could do this stuff overnight, and you just don't know it. We wouldn't know it. So, with that, thank you for tuning in to Turn Radio Network. God bless. I hope you all have a wonderful week. But guess what? We're out of here. Anyway, folks, God bless. Take care.
See ya.